There are now 100 tents pitched along the Grand Canal in Dublin, sheltering unaccommodated international protection applicants. It comes just a week after around 100 tents were cleared from around the International Protection Office just a few hundred yards away on Mount Street. There are 1,710 men looking for asylum without anywhere to live here. Aubrey McCarthy is from the Tiglin charity, which operates the Lighthouse facility on Pier Street in Dublin. They provide tents, sleeping bags and food to those in the city without accommodation. He's been telling our reporter Peter O'Connell that the Lighthouse is distributing about 50 tents and sleeping bags each night to asylum seekers.
So even the canal, I was there 2 days ago with 73 tents all lined up. Yesterday morning, 86. And this morning I was down there and there's over 100 tents. So you can see it's an increasing event. The numbers that are coming into Ireland are over 400 a week. So even clearing Mount Street is just 1 week's influx of asylum seekers. We always have a supply. And when you think you have enough and then the queue comes, you realise you don't have enough. So we're averaging probably every night about 50 tents, 50 sleeping bags. The Bank Holiday Monday, of course, we ran out. We get them in Bray. So we had to organise for them to open up and we got more tents and sleeping bags in. But yeah, you're constantly running out of supplies. And also men's clothes. There's a lot of men coming to us. We have absolutely run out of men's clothes. And people are queuing for hats, socks, jocks, and we haven't got them.
It's Aubrey McCarthy from the Tiglin charity. The Social Democrats' Jennifer Whitmore has accused the government of failing to address the accommodation shortage for asylum seekers. The Wicklow TD speaking this morning said that the government cannot stand over a policy that sees asylum seekers moved from one street to another.
The current situation that we have is there's a government policy now to simply move asylum seekers in tents from one street to a street around the corner. That is not acceptable. We need to see action from the government. We need to see a plan. Where is the plan for dealing with these asylum seekers? It cannot simply be just to move them from one street to another. Where is the government going to put them? Where are the 6 reception centres that we've been promised? Where is the modular accommodation? Where is the commercial buildings that were to be refurbished?
It's Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD. Meanwhile, in Britain, migrant charities say asylum seekers are leaving designated asylum accommodation for fear of arrest, with some reported to have left for Ireland. Earlier, we spoke to Lou Calvey, director of the UK charity Asylum Matters. She started by telling us about the change to the law in Britain last year for people trying to claim asylum there.
It's had catastrophic impact on people travelling to the UK to claim asylum. It essentially, one of the fundamental provisions is that anyone travelling to the UK without leave to enter or a visa, so essentially anyone travelling through irregular migration routes, so small boats, trains, HGVs, won't be permitted to claim asylum. So essentially the Act renders all of those asylum claims inadmissible into the UK asylum system. So essentially what that means is that people will never receive status in the UK if they've travelled into this country irregularly. It's been described by UNHCR as an asylum ban. And essentially that's what the British government have done, is they've banned seeking asylum in the UK at the same time as not granting visa access to refugees. So those two factors really essentially mean that refugees will never receive status in the UK. And that was implemented in around July last year. So anyone travelling to the UK from July last year won't have their asylum claim heard.
If the impetus behind the Act was to deter people from coming, has it made any difference?
No. Crossings remain really high on small boats. What it has done is deterred people from engaging with the asylum system. It hasn't deterred people from coming to the UK.
In fact, if anything, the number of people trying to claim asylum in Britain has increased. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the number of people detected as crossing and claiming asylum has increased slightly. I mean, it's really seasonal because most of our asylum claims come through small boat crossings. So it really does depend on weather patterns. But certainly the numbers of small boat crossings remain at least as much as last year, if not slightly higher.
Okay, so if the numbers of people trying to come to Britain to claim asylum are increasing, but they can't claim asylum, and you said they're not engaging. Where are they going?
So what's happening essentially is people are coming to the UK, they're getting detected, they're presenting at ports, they're trying to make an initial claim, and then that claim is then subsequently disallowed. So it's ruled as being inadmissible, and they will be placed on barracks, in disused barracks in the UK. The government has opened essentially asylum warehouses on disused barracks, and we've got the awful barge as well. So essentially what's happening is that they're being placed on those barracks and barges and just left there. There is no route to status for them. So there's really no light at the end of the tunnel. What they're then doing is leaving asylum, the asylum support mechanism. So they're leaving the barracks, the barges, going into likely difficult situations of labour exploitation, sexual exploitation, trafficking. Some of them are no doubt remigrating. There's been reports of people trying to migrate back to France. And obviously there's the chronic situation with yourselves in the Republic of Ireland at the moment. And I know that your government has cited remigration from the UK as driving some of your issues.
Is that your experience, Lou?
I think it's a mixed bag, would be my experience. I think that I'm surprised. I think the figure that's been quoted is 80% of your asylum claimants are coming from the UK. That seems very high to me. I'm surprised at that huge number. I would say that there are some people remigrating to the Republic of Ireland, certainly. I think some are remigrating to France, but I think the vast majority are probably staying in horrific conditions in the UK, hiding from authorities.
What's happening now in terms of the Rwanda legislation?
At the moment, last week, arrests started with immigration enforcement raiding asylum accommodation, arresting people on immigration reporting. So far, there's been reports of around 100 people being arrested and detained for the purposes of removal to Rwanda. Our Prime Minister has said that he expects the first flight to leave in around 11 weeks' time. It should be noted, though, that Rwanda continued to say that they don't have the capacity for large numbers of people. We have already here around 40 to 50,000 people that have no route to status. So essentially what our government has done is closed off the route to status whilst equally having no further onwards remigration routes for people.